This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The involvement of certain actors, you could say deep state actors within the federal government, to set the stage for what happened in J4, 5, and 6, and to entrap thousands of Americans from across the country and lure them into this set stage. The people that were involved in that is quite a large web.
You just said that elements within the federal government, I assume law enforcement, intel, and military, lured Americans to Washington into what you called a trap.
Yes, sir.
And I assume that's a sober conclusion based on the evidence. That's what you're saying.
That would be my sober assessment as an investigator. I love my country, and I've always been a staunch defender of the thin blue line, and I would proudly count the FBI amongst that number. It's like brothers to me. So to find that level of conspiratorial corruption at the highest levels of the FBI has been very troubling to me as a man, as a cop. And those Americans were targeted by the FBI, almost universally, Republicans and largely Trump supporters. But the FBI worked undercover to infiltrate those conversations and become a significant part of those individual Americans' communications. And when you dig into the evidence that we've had revealed through some criminal cases that I've followed and worked with the families of J6 detainees and Americans that have been persecuted for their involvement in the Capitol that day, some of that evidence is shockingly reveals that the FBI agents that were operating undercover within the online groups across the country were the first ones to plant the seeds of suggestions of a more radical occupation of the Capitol. So FBI had fingerprints on this thing for many months prior to J4, 5, and 6.
When you say that there were FBI assets in the crowd, in the building beforehand and certainly outside, what's the scale of this? Are you talking like 10, 20?
No. Real hard, objective, and conservative estimates would put the number of FBI assets in the crowd, outside, and working inside at well over 200.
200?
Yeah.
That is proof of entrapment, because, of course, the federal government could have prevented entry into the Capitol building. There aren't that many doors. You work there, you know. But they allowed people in on purpose to entrap them. That's what that proves, I think.
The FBI assets that were dressed as Trump supporters that were inside the Capitol were there, I believe, and evidence indicates that they were there to specifically wave in the Trump supporters that had gathered outside the Capitol, and the doors opened and they were allowed in. On the inside were, oh, there's some more Trump supporters, but really those were FBI assets, law enforcement assets, that knew their way around the Capitol. They waved those guys in, said, come on, follow us. You have to have a guide. And on January 6th, the guides were FBI assets, the law enforcement assets. And they were dressed as Trump supporters. They were positioned inside the Capitol prior to the doors being opened so that the Americans that had assembled outside the Capitol, once allowed in, could be brought directly to areas where the FBI and the DOJ and the deep state actors knew would be the most condemning criminal action of Americans being inside the Capitol protesting without permit and things. They knew they were setting the stage for arrest and prosecution. I'm not trying to create a crime to fit a narrative to blame on the FBI. I'm following the evidence, and to my horror, it implicates our FBI at the highest level. A conspiracy within our government at the highest level to set the stage for a compromised election cycle in 2020, and then the actions that took place on J4, 5, and 6, and then the criminal investigation, arrest, and prosecution of Americans that they were able to entrap.
January 2024 is here, and that means up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping, and double Patriot points. This is one of the biggest deals of the year, and it supports the InfoWar. And we're selling out a lot of these products, and it'll be months and months till more are back in stock. Whether it's books, films, t-shirts, you name it, you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and take advantage of this 2024 New Year's sale, double Patriot points, free shipping, and so much more. Get a copy of my book, Signed or Unsigned, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists, and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. And again, thank you so much for your amazing support in 2023. But 2024, as everybody knows, is the big year. So please support us and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And tell everybody you know, and those you don't know, tune into the live show at InfoWars.com/show. God bless, and we're going into 2024 together.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-up. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It's a motor run. Well, we do it. Head out on the highway.
At the start, in the first few weeks of every new year. I've been doing it for, it's got to be 18, 19 years that I've had a chance to have. The great Gerald Celente on with us. You know, he's the best-selling, number one New York Times best-selling author. He's been a big government advisor and the previous incarnation, a big lobbyist, so he knows how the inside works. He's done everything from the Oprah Winfrey Show to Good Morning America to Glenn Beck, Alex Jones, Rush Today, you name it. And if you want to sign up for his incredible digital magazine that's got some of the best intel anywhere and support this broadcast at the same time, he's a sponsor, go to JonesTrends.com. JonesTrends.com, and then print off nice color copies of it and hand it out to your friends and family. Got the latest trends right here, the top trends for 2024, invaluable information right here in my hand. TrendsResearch.com is the main site on X, formerly Twitter, at Gerald Celente. Gerald, it is good to have you on, my friend, and just to be sitting here in this crazy time, how would you, before we get into the trends, define this moment in history we're in right now? Because you always say, when all else fails, they take you to war. What do you call Taiwan about to have an election? China threatening to invade. Saber rattling by both sides. The escalating war in Ukraine. Sweden saying they're bracing for Russian invasion with no evidence. The Middle Eastern war radically expanding between the West and Iran. British and U.S. Warplanes launched from aircraft carriers, striking a whole bunch of targets in Yemen, killing Houthi rebels that have been launching attacks on the Strait of Hormuz and into the Red Sea and other surrounding areas of that ocean there, the Sea of Arabia. I mean, what a time to be alive, Gerald Celente.
First of all, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it, and I appreciate so much of what InfoWars does to help so many people, give them information that they can't find anyplace else. And how you fight for freedom, peace, and justice, and the great staff that you have. So I'm very honored to be on with you and of course, through the weekly podcasts. Alex, I'm at this for 44 years. As you mentioned, I have best-selling books, Trends 2000, international best-selling book, Trend Tracking, far better than Megatrends, Time Magazine. I've been publishing the Trends Journal since 1991. It's a weekly. I'm heartbroken. I'm heartbroken in seeing the future. World War III's already begun. It began with the Ukraine war. And again, people have no idea about why it began, what happened, and what set it off. All they hear is from the mainstream media crap that they keep selling, the prostitutes, the media whores that get paid to put out by their corporate pimps and government whoremasters. And a contributor to Occupy Peace sent a very generous donation, and she said that your title of calling them prostitutes is incorrect. She said, because prostitutes, at least you get what you paid for. You stay don't give you anything. So here's the cover of our magazine back in 2014. The guy's not happy. It's the United States overthrow, the democratically elected government of Viktor Yanukovych in Ukraine. Washington is driving the world to the final war. Here it is, by Dr. Paul Craig Garbutt. So now, World War III began with the Ukraine war. Now it's been ramped up with the Israel war. And as you mentioned, the United States and the UK, and I think you need an F and a C in the UK, they're the ones that just bombs away over Yemen. Once upon a time, Alex, there used to be a thing called the Constitution that gave Congress the only right to declare war. Hey, I'm the commander in chief. I'll do anything I want. All you are plantation workers of slave land. You do what we tell you. This is unparalleled what's going on there. This is now going back. World War III is going to happen, and they're already warning it. They're already warning about Hezbollah may attack America. Oh, yeah, like 9/11, huh? As you said, when all else fails, they take you to war. What followed the Great Depression? World War II. What followed the dot-com bust? The War on Terror. You, again, one of our top trends, of course, is World War III. Another one, again, all things are connected. Like the blood which unites us all, said Chief Seattle. One of our top trends is migrant madness, and I'm mad as hell. Why are they leaving? Why are they escaping all these countries? Because their economies are in the toilet. Thanks to the COVID war, it was already bad before that. But the COVID war made it a lot worse. So now you have this migrant crisis going on. You have people fleeing because of declining economies. They're escaping lack of basic living standards, government corruption, crime and violence. I'm saying this because the global economy is going down. Oh, you don't believe us? Oh, the World Bank came out on Tuesday and said Europe's going to have its worst year in 30 years. When all else fails, they take you to war. This war's ramping up. The only way that Biden's going to stay in office is with war going on. If they attack America, we have to do what we can to fight back. Let's go back again. When all else fails, they take you to war. How about the dot-com bust? That's ancient history. No. It happened in 2000.
And Gerald, let me stop you for just a moment, because there's a lot of new viewers here on the show. We're live right now on Friday at 12 Central Time. But I'm going to take a clip of this, and I'm going to put it up on X, and I would imagine it'll probably get a million views, maybe more, but I would guess about a million. People are smart, but they're not a trend forecaster, or they haven't been doing this for decades like we have. The global establishment follows patterns. The Rand Corporation writes about it. They talk about it. The Pentagon saying prepare for full war. Sweden saying prepare for nuclear war with no evidence Russia's going to invade. When they come to an end of their financial system or there's a crisis, they prop it up with a war. And it didn't just start with the U.S. government or other governments. This has been going on for thousands of years. It's a well-known pattern. So maybe you should give people just some historical understanding of how this isn't a trend. I would call it a rule.
Let's go back to World War II. Anybody could Google it up. But Franklin Roosevelt seizes Japanese assets. Boom, up comes history today. In July of 1941, President Roosevelt seized all Japanese assets in America. And you know why, Alex? Those dirty Japanese, they invaded French Indochina. French Indochina?
Vietnam.
Cambodia, yeah. And Laos. And what the hell are the French doing over there? Who made up this name, French Indochina? Oh, you mean you're stealing their tin? You're stealing their rubber? Rape, pillage? How dare those Japanese go in there? And you know what else those dirty Japanese did? They took up, this is again, History Today, anybody could Google it up, right there. They took over Cameron Air Force Base, which was only 800 miles from the United States military bases in the Philippines. Hey, wait a minute. What the hell are we doing in the Philippines? We have no right being there. Oh, you know what else they did? They were also very close to the British troops in Singapore. What the hell are the British troops doing in Singapore? Why? The sun never sets on the British Empire. Wait a minute. You seized all Japanese assets to that? That's right. And again, then what happens is the British and the Dutch and the United States put sanctions on Japan and cut off three quarters of their global trade. All right? Then they cut off 88% of their imported oil. Then they only import 100%. So they don't have any oil. They don't have any trade. Can't understand why they bombed Pearl Harbor. Blow me away. And again, go back to the doctor.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
And again, they're going to do something like the Russians hacked our banking system. You lost all your money, but don't worry about it. We come out with a digital currency. Everything's okay. And now everybody's, you know, again, one of our top trends, the synthetic devolution. Everybody's AI digitized to death. They'll accept it like that. They'll accept it like that. They're going to use this war for anything that they can do to rob us more of our life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Happiness is a dirty word. Never hear about it. Oh, it's a Declaration of Independence? You got no independence. And again, George Washington's farewell address, he uses the word happiness so many times in it. You never hear the word anymore at all. They're going to use this war to keep stealing more of our rights, and they're going to annihilate us if we, the people, don't stand up and stop it. Hey, Alex, where are all these religions? What happened to the Quakers? The old dying earthquake? The Seventh-day Adventists waiting for the eighth day? Where are the Catholics, the Episcopalians, the Baptists? Where are all the religious leaders calling for peace? Oh, how about on the back of all America's currency? In God we trust. What God are you talking about?
Well, I'll tell you what's happening, Gerald. You said it, and the studies are there. People digitally think that's the real world. They watch so much entertainment. War in Ukraine, war in the Middle East, war with China, even though it's all being set up and already rolling forward, the dominoes are falling. It's like some hypothetical thing, like it's a football game or entertainment. People don't know how little the world is. They don't know there are Russian submarines in the Atlantic that can vaporize all our eastern cities in 5 minutes. And the Pacific. They don't know we've got submarines there to do that. They don't know what mutually assured destruction is. Don't forget the quote. In fact, pull it up. People don't believe this because he said it a year ago. Remember Sean Penn said, why are we saying nukes are off the table? We can have a survivable nuclear war. What does he know about that? All the real studies say once a little bit of it starts, tactical nukes. Tell them in the studies, Gerald, because you advise the military on this. What happens? What's the Rand Corporation say? Once you start using even tacticals, within days, if not hours, you're in full commitment, total nuclear war. Explain that to them.
Yeah. Again, Sean Pencil, is a little clown boy of nothing. He goes to Ukraine, tells people they got to get the COVID jab. I mean, why don't they quote Mickey Mouse? Hey, how about what is Taylor Swift doing today? So let's go back to the nuclear annihilation. How about a guy by the name of John F. Kennedy? Everybody could look it up. His commencement speech to the graduating students at American University in June of 1963. June, right? July, August, September, October, November, Jack, you're dead. The whole speech was about peace. Now, Sean Pencil there, because he kind of got pecker like a pencil, or a head like one. Kennedy goes on to say, first of all, he says we should not hate the Russian people, the Soviet Union, the Russian people. They suffered more than anybody in World War II. He goes on to say that over 20 million of them lost their lives and their farms, their homes, their land, their factories were destroyed from the equivalent of Chicago to the East Coast. Pencilhead. Kennedy also goes on to say that if we have an atomic bomb war with the Soviet Union, life on Earth will be destroyed in 24 hours. That's how many years ago? 60 years ago.
And now the weapons are way more powerful.
Way more powerful. So there it is. Again, we have maniacs in control. Look at this freak show.
Take the Russian ICBM Satan missile that's hypersonic, Mach 10, can't shoot it down. It comes back out of orbit. You launch it. It goes up. It's ballistic. They shoot it over the North Pole. It comes over the U.S. Dozens of warheads are launched, each one 100 times bigger than what we dropped on Hiroshima.
Yeah. And again, we have maniacs in charge. Look at that little Gaston Macron. Look at the little freak show over there. Look at that Sundak over there in the U.K. Before him, a little clown that you couldn't, that the best cartoonist couldn't come up with a better one than Boris Johnson. Look at the little freak show he got in the United States. You got a dead in front of your eyes Mitch McConnell, out of his mind Biden, little Lindsey Graham, Adam Schiff, one little clown, little Chucky Schumer. Look at the idiots and morons running the show. They're going to destroy us. That's our greatest concern.
And the problem is, this is like academic to people because there's a normalcy bias. We've had mutually assured destruction, you know, since the 60s. We've had the age of atomic weapons since 45 and the Manhattan Project. And just because something hasn't happened doesn't mean there's not a probability it will. And you know the International Group of Atomic Scientists, they've never brought the doomsday clock closer to midnight.
Nope. And let's go back to the Israel war. Does anybody know about the Samson option?
Tell people about the Samson option. If Israel starts losing, for all the Muslim states that want to drive them into the sea, from the mountains to the sea, what does Israel do when that happens? They nuke everybody.
They nuke everybody.
Tell them about the
Again,
Samson.
Again, they're maniacs in charge.
Well, tell them about the Samson option.
The Samson option is exactly what you said. They're going to go nuke. We're not going to lose. We're going nuke. Again, you got maniacs in charge. Look what this going on over there. I mean, I'm totally opposed to it. You know, I launched Occupy Peace. So it has nothing to do with Israel or anybody. I'm not anti-American because I hate America's wars. This is disgusting what's going on over there.
Well, you've got over 80% of the Jews don't like Netanyahu, but exactly.
And again, let's look at the facts. I'm not a great numbers guy. How many Jewish people are there in the world? 16 million? Out of how many? 8 billion? How many Muslims are there in the world? About 2 billion?
Yeah, close to 2 billion now.
Against 16 million? You know, you're going to lose. You're going to lose. You better have peace. Look, I'm a fighter. If five guys come in here, man, hey, take it easy. What can I do? How can we settle this? I'm not going to fight. And I'm telling you, we need peace now. We got maniacs in charge. Oh, go back to our top trends of 2023. Middle East meltdown. We warned this would happen when Netanyahu became prime minister again, but for the sixth time in the end of December 2022. And not my language with the mainstream media and his right-wing extreme government. This thing was building up. People forgot about the 39 weeks of protest. Hundreds of thousands taking to the streets in Israel. Hundreds of thousands, 39 weeks in a row against Netanyahu's Judicial Reform Act.
And then we got to go to break, Gerald, but how convenient that there was a stand down magically when all this happened.
You got it. And they were warned about it. They were warned about it. 2 days after we put the data, again, we only put the data in, the United States and Egypt had warned Israel of a Hamas attack.
Stay right there, though. I want to finish up with the dominoes falling, how we start World War III. Then I want to get into the economy, the border, Trump, all your big trends. Gerald Celente, straight ahead. Talk about it, you know, tune in now. This is Key Information, InfoWars.com. Again, tomorrow's news today, JonesTrends.com, JonesTrends.com. January 2024 is here, and that means up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping, and double Patriot points. This is one of the biggest deals of the year, and it supports the InfoWar. And we're selling out a lot of these products, and it'll be months and months till more are back in stock. Whether it's books, films, t-shirts, you name it, you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and take advantage of this 2024 New Year's sale, double Patriot points, free shipping, and so much more. Get a copy of my book, signed or unsigned, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists, and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. And again, thank you so much for your amazing support in 2023. But 2024, as everybody knows, is the big year. So please support us and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And tell everybody you know and those you don't know, tune into the live show at InfoWars.com/show. God bless, and we're going into 2024 together.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
From Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Here in the break, working on another Elon Musk interview. I'll just leave it at that. A lot of stuff going on. A lot of people are on Team Humanity. A lot of people don't want nuclear war. A lot of people want prosperity. And we can have it easily, ladies and gentlemen, if we become societally, culturally, economically, spiritually literate. All right, Joe Salente. I hate to say let's segue out of World War III because that's the big enchilada on the table. But we got all these other factors leading to it. But globalists are in trouble. Their old financial system's coming down. Their Ponzi scheme's collapsing. They want to bring in the global central bank digital currencies and the ESGs. They admit that the RAND Corporation, I covered it yesterday, they're going to use global crises to stay in power. Well, I mean, stay in power. I mean, they dictate to the world. They're already so rich. It's insane. So how do we, what are the dominoes falling? We already kind of got into that. And then how do we stop this? How do we pull all of our collective asses out of the fire?
You know, you talked about having Musk on. How about if the billionaires donated $1 billion, which is chump change, for peace? What if the billionaires said, no, we had enough of this, we want peace. I'm going to donate money to the peace organizations to make sure this happens.
And instead of having all these kangaroo UN events that are frauds put on international summits, instead of the Davos group, what if a couple times a year at first and once a month, what if Musk led like an anti-Davos group with an alternative plan with all the experts and all these diverse groups up there to create an alternative idea in the public? You know, Musk has talked about an alternative plan for humanity that isn't globalist.
Let's go. Let's just stay with the United States for a moment. You saw it again. All things are connected. You look what happened with Russia when the Ukraine war happened. Biden put sanctions on Russia. He said Putin will pay for this. No, the people paid for it with inflation skyrocketing, especially in Europe. Look at Russia's economy now. They're doing great. They're becoming self-sustaining. They have the human and natural resources to make that happen. Remember when all those stupid businesses left Russia one after another? Oh, the Russians opened them up. Oh, McDonald's left, they opened up a McRussian or whatever. Self-sustaining economy goes back to the United States. We have all the human and natural resources we need to be self-sustaining. But these slimy little scumbags called politicians did away with all of the, first they did away with the antitrust laws, and then they did away with all of these import taxes. So now you got again that murderous SOB, Bill Clinton, every time he got caught with his pants down, bombs away over Baghdad, he brings China into the World Trade Organization. You look at China's GDP before they got into the World Trade Organization, which they officially got in 2 weeks after 9/11, so nobody knew it. Their GDP from 1970 was like this. 2001, whoop, way up. Because the manufacturers said, screw you, Americans. We're sending getting our manufacturing done over there. We got slave labor. Oh, I forgot. It was the same Bill Clinton, a little boy of nothing. A little boy of nothing. And that little Al Gore. How about Al Gore, who gave us NAFTA? I remember when there were factories all over where I am and up in northern New York. Gone. Gone. We need to be a self-sustaining economy. You know, I'll tell you a quick story. I have a photograph of me and John Connolly, the governor of Texas that took the bullet in his back, sitting in front of Kennedy. Me, him, and his wife out in front of the book depository. First time back, it was 1992, since the assassination. He wanted to meet me because of my book, Trend Tracking, that came out in 89. I'd forecast a new third party, someone like Ross Perot. So anyway, making a long story short here, I'm going back to Al Gore. The guy that put the meeting together, he loved my book, The Trend Tracking. His name was John J. Hooker. John J. Hooker's brother was the CEO of Hospital Corporation of America. So first I fly down to Nashville, and then I stayed overnight with Hooker. And he had this apartment overlooking all of Nashville with him, with Hubert Humphrey, JFK, everybody. Anyway, top cat. He's driving me around. He says, that's where Al Gore lives. I said, what's Al Gore like? He said, an arrogant little boy like his daddy. And that's what everybody has to understand. As George Carlin said, it's one big club and you ain't it. Al Gore, little Georgie Bush, arrogant Andy Cuomo, one after another. That Blinken,
I went to Dalton. I went to Harvard. My daddy was ambassador to Hungary. My uncle was ambassador to Belgium. I don't know crap, but I'll tell you what to do. I'm a member of the club. So here's the deal. We got to break up the club. We got the same crime syndicate running this country. What? Since Abraham Lincoln? Republicans and Democrats? How about a third party? No, not allowed. We need a progressive party. We need a party of the people of the United States. You know, I launched Occupy Peace. I'm not promoting it. I'm just telling you what the foundation is. Close all the bases overseas. What are you, 800 bases in about 70 countries? Use the troops to secure the homeland. And put them to work to rebuild our third world infrastructure. And you want to go to war? Let the people vote. To everybody listening, do you want your money going to Ukraine, going to Israel, going to fight Yemen? Do you want your money going there, your tax dollars? Yes or no? Let the people decide.
I agree. Let me ask you this. What do you see in the election with only 290-something days left, how they're trying to take Trump off the ballot, how they're so weaponized, they're only escalating, even though it's blown up in their face, and the indictments have supercharged Trump, they're not stopping. Meanwhile, Biden is on vacation half the time, doesn't know who he is. Here's a joke campaign ad that Trump just put out. Here it is.
House Senior Living. Our residents feel right at home. Our vibrant facility offers delightful activities and outings. Round-the-clock professional care and exquisite house-made meals.
Well, I've been eating everything that's put in front of me. I've been eating all Italian food, basically.
And ice cream.
And ice cream. Chocolate chip ice cream.
White House Senior Living, where residents feel like presidents.
You know, we make jokes about this. There's a lot of competent people, you know, that are his age, but he's certainly not. This shows with Lloyd Austin being gone for weeks, lying where he was, may not even be alive. I mean, literally huge infection, and he's got the nuclear football. You're right. The incompetence is the most dangerous thing.
And that arrogant Lloyd Austin. How many people did he kill as general in Iraq? How many kills did you kill in Afghanistan? And what was his last job before he came onto the White House? Oh, sat on the board of directors of Raytheon, the second largest defense contractor in the United States. It's not a revolving door. It's an open door. Again, when we go back, again, just showing it, look who our Treasury Secretary is. Ms. Fatsiar-Brut, Janet Yellen. What was the last job? Oh, she was the Fed head? Wait a minute. The former head of the Federal Reserve is now our Treasury Secretary? Yes, Salenti, get it in your head. The banksters, the military-industrial complex, the drug dealers that people call Big Pharma, and the geeks are in charge of our government.
And by the way, let's talk about this. Even for the war hawks that love war and all this, look at the F-35. Total piece of crap, cost 20 times more. Total. It's just all a big scam.
That's it. So going back to what about the elections, you know, again, my background, I began my career running political campaigns in Westchester County.
And you told the story. You saw how incompetent and arrogant and stupid they were when you even went to the state and federal level. You've told the story, but a brief recap.
Yeah. But anyway, I also designed and instructed a course called American Politics and Campaign Technology. It was how to run political campaigns, and I taught it at St. John's University. I know this game. So you asked me about the Biden. By the way, the reason I hit the top, because I've been working all my life in the campaign business, is because most of the people that are in there are losers.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans and nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Blow me away. Never would have known that. 20% of the buildings are vacant. 50% occupancy rate. People aren't going back to work. Let's say I had 10 stories. Yes, they come back 3 days a week. I don't need all this space. Now I'm the guy that owns the building. I got revolving leases. Oh, the interest rates are way up. I got less tenants. I'm going to default on my loan. You're going to see defaults on loans on office buildings. We're going to have a banking crisis that made the one that began last March with the Silicon Valley Bank that went bust look like nothing. Look like nothing. The money for the commercial buildings is mostly funded by small and medium-sized banks. Which also means the bigs are going to get bigger when this thing goes down. But it ain't going to go down like that. This is going to be the biggest banking crisis in the history of the world, part one and part two. And, oh, by the way, this was a cover of one of our trends journals. when I talk about how the banksters are in charge? Yeah, the Prince of Peace became violent to drive the money changers out of the temple. So that's what's going to go on. These banks, Alex, there's no way, no how. Oh, we're going to turn them into apartment houses. No, you're not. The buildings built in the last 50 years are non-convertible. These big, ugly, open spaces, back in the old days, used to have rooms with toilets. No more. They're non-convertible. Oh, and down where you are over there, Austin has one of the highest vacancy rates.
Let's move to the next big trend.
Migrant madness. This is going to be a big issue.
If you think it's been bad so far, it's going exponentially up.
Again, let's go back to the Trends Journal top trends for 2020. This is just before the COVID war gets out. You know, we put them out early, you know, first week of January. The COVID war begins the next week when China launched it on their Chinese Lunar New Year, the year of the rat. Let's go back. 2019. Yellow vests in France. Protests going on in Lebanon, South Africa, Algeria, India, Chile, Bolivia, all over the world. People taking to their streets. Taking to the streets. Why? Lack of basic living standards, government corruption, crime and violence. And the refugee crisis is swarming then, nothing compared to now. Now, let's go back and look at the trends. Hey, did you hear this week again? The World Bank, or is it the World Banksters, came out and said Europe is going to have the worst year in 30 years. Oh, Europe's going to have a lousy year? It's going to be great down there in Ecuador. Lovely, lovely time in Colombia. All in Sudan, you're going to be smiling. This thing's going down bad all over the world. These people are going to do everything they can to escape. We haven't seen it yet. And again, let's go back to when it happened and how bad it got and who made it happen. The Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner, Barack Obama, along with that slimeball Sarkozy in France and Cameron in the UK. And along with, if only women were in charge, Hillary Clinton, Samantha Power, and Susan Rice. Gaddafi has to go. We got to get him out of there. Oh, you mean the richest country in Africa where people had more rights and benefits than most of the world's? Yeah, that's right. They got the richest oil deposits in the world. We get it really easy. You think we invaded Iraq because their major export was broccoli? So what did Gaddafi do? You could Google it up and you could see the video. He warns Europe. You take me out, you're going to have a refugee crisis, a migrant crisis that you won't be able to handle because I've been stopping them from coming, leaving Libya and going into, right over there is Spain, here's Italy, that far away. And what did they do? That's when it got really, really, really bad. Again, this is a major campaign issue. The two that should be focused on is migrant madness. And again, look at what they're doing in California. They're stealing taxpayer money and giving, what, $300 or something? Look at New York. New York's a crap show. Yeah, I'm a New Yorker. You go down New York between the homeless and all of the migrants out there. It's a freak show. By the way,
I've been to New York probably 20 times in my life. And when it's roaring and it's got good management, there's all the shows and the food and the people, and it's great. But when it's got bad management, it's hell. And I was there 2 years ago, and I'm told it's much worse now. And it was garbage, rats, crime, and just gay pride flags everywhere for whatever reason, and just libtard insanity. And now the Democrats, Hochul, and also the mayor, said, come here. When the 1 year they're like, don't come here. It's very schizophrenic.
They're freaks that are running the show. They're arrogant little people. Again, I was the assistant to the secretary of the New York State Senate. When I quit my job, nobody could believe it. Because I'm not going to suck my way up to the top. The people are there, these are the people you hated in high school and college that wanted to be class president of the student council. The dumbest little pieces of nobody.
And you go back to this because this is what kills countries and empires. You keep going back. That's why meritocracy is what made America great. We never fully embraced it, but more than other countries. That's what made us, you could come here and it was a meritocracy. It wasn't perfect. These are literally blue blood inbreds and their minions that don't know anything, but they have arrogance. And that ends with nuclear weapons and total destruction.
Yeah, arrogance, and they want money and power. That's all. Look at the money that these politicians are worth. Look at the money they're worth.
Oh, they get to Congress worth nothing, and in a couple of years they're worth $50 million. What's going on?
Yeah. It's called payoffs, bribes and payoffs that morons and imbeciles call campaign contracts.
Remember when Congress a decade ago was under pressure over insider trading? They just legalized it.
Yeah. Look at
the money. So in closing, we're out of time. A couple minutes here. What are the solutions? What's the silver lining here?
United we stand, divided we die. We have to unite under one umbrella for peace. That's the only way I see it. And again, the billionaires could make it happen. We have to unite. We need a new third party. That's number one.
Well, that's right. The smarter billionaires have got to put the brakes on and call for peace and real economic recovery and innovation, because their money will be worth nothing in a dystopia, in a post. Klaus Schwab wants to have a post-industrial world for 90% of people. Why would rich people want to live in a world like that? That's stupid.
How about being so stupid you're going to build a bomb shelter in case a nuclear bomb goes off? Isn't life going to be lovely after that?
It's a tomb. Plus, everybody knows Zuckerberg and all of them where their base is. When they're starving, they're all coming there.
Again, the COVID war killed, you know, I grew up in a time of, you know, wild, great times. Now it's dead at night. The COVID war killed everything, drove all the vibe out of life. There's no fun anymore, and this is going to... So the people already used to bad times, again, they're not fighting back. And unless we fight back, we're finished. And I'm talking about peaceful fight. I'm a warrior for the...
They always spin it. When we say fight for our future, for our freedom, and it's not that we're scared to fight violently, but that's what they want. We're winning intellectually. We want to peacefully fix this. Gerald Celente... You're a great American. We love you. JonesTrends.com. They can get a subscription to the digital magazine. Nothing better out there. We get some of the support as well. People want to support you, get great information, great research, and support us. Go to JonesTrends.com. Get a subscription. Gerald Celente, we're still alive in 2024. That's the good news. Talk to you soon.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate being on. And I love that super male vitality. Keeps me going.
What a great American. The true American. Gerald Celente. Doesn't get any more Americana than that. All right, look, I covered like a third of the news so far. I'm going to go to break, and I'm going to come back, and I'm going to nail it for the next hour. Nail it. And then who's hosting the fourth hour? I forgot. I didn't look. What great American we got in there. Jay Dyer. Oh, yeah, it's Friday. Expert of the New World Order. He just goes off their own documents, just like we do, but I've read all these documents years ago. I'll just tell you what they're up to. He actually goes over them all. But that's in a little over an hour from now. I am going to come back, and I'm going to give the good news. I've got some really good news here, and then I've got some really bad news. Oh, my goodness, we've got some news for you today here. It's all coming up in the third hour today. And then who knows? I might just come in here tomorrow. You know what? No, I'm going to take my daughter hiking. She wants to go hike in the woods and build a fire and take a little backpack with some food in it and cook it over the fire. I don't have the land to do that in Austin. I don't know where to go where nobody's at. So I'm going to take off tomorrow, but I'll be back Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., for the Sunday show. But I'm not done, ladies and gentlemen. I'm not done. I'm going to come back for a full hour, and you've got my dedication to hit it and hit it hard. But first, since you mentioned it, we got a couple of George Carlin clips. First on the Big Club, and then one on vaccines being afraid of germs. We'll play both those when we come back, and then plunge into all the news.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special
of DR Capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.